this gospel reading is not only one of the longer gospel readings, but it is a very powerful gospel reading. And I think you might agree with me, taken from this, we remember and realize and recognize that there's no such thing as perfect children. You agree with me? And then on the other hand, you have to agree that there's no such thing as perfect parents. Today's Holy Gospel reading from Luke hits these statements right on the head. Jesus gives us a parable that could have several different titles, depending on the point of view that you relate to. Think about that. There are three major players in this parable. The young man, who's the younger son, who basically told his father he was dead to him and demanded his inheritance now. The father, who gave his son what he asked for, holding out hope that he would one day return. But in the meantime, he was gone. And the third person is the other son, the older one, who remained with his father, doing everything that was needed of him, faithfully serving his father. We're going to look more closely at these three people. Jesus explains, the younger one said to his father, "Father, give me my share of the estate." So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all that he'd had, set off on a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. We don't know why he wanted the money or why he wanted to leave, but he did. In spite of the shame and heartache that it would bring to his father, his family, and ultimately to himself. By his taking the money, he was in essence declaring his dad dead, taking the property for himself, which he wasted on partying. He blew it all and was left with nothing. The gospel tells us that he went to another country. The country where he was living was struck with a severe famine, leaving him penniless, destitute. Let's face it, he was not just in want, he was desperately in need. While seeking pleasure and fortune, the young son ended up being far away from home. Any country that he would live in could not have been Israel, and was most certainly pagan or non-Jewish or Gentile. We know that because the Jews would not have anything to do with pigs, with swine. Remember, he was in and wanted, if he could only have the pods that the pigs were eating. He was a poor outcast foreigner who was so far from his father, it was as if they were on opposite poles of the earth. Now, he was so desperate that even what the pigs were eating looked great to him. He must have been getting next to nothing in salary, having to eat with the pigs. How low can you go? Having hit rock bottom, he thought to himself, "I'll set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you.'" He realized that his sin cost him more than he could possibly have ever imagined. The gospel tells us that he came to his senses, realizing his sin, and that he longed to be made as a servant, willing to take even the lowest place and do the nastiest work if necessary. It was as if he had said, "Any place rather than home." And now what was he saying? There's no place like home. He set out to return to his father, not expecting anything other than the opportunity to be a servant, which would be better than where he was now. And let's consider the father, okay? We've looked at the younger son. Now we're looking at the father. His youngest son had just given him the highest insult that a son could give a father. He was as much as told his father that he was as good as dead to him, and he wanted his inheritance now. It was like the J.G. Wentworth commercial. "It's my money, and I want it now." You've seen that commercial, haven't you? To me, that is so sad. Relationship meant nothing. What was important to him was money. And the father did what? He gave him what he asked for. And now we fast forward to the younger son coming home with his tail between his legs, seeking some kind of mercy. He would throw himself at the mercy of his father. He made his way towards the father's house, and fortunately for him, the father didn't see it that way. He didn't even have to complete the trip because the father saw his son coming. He ran to meet and greet him. Jesus tells us what happened next in today's gospel from Luke 15, verses 20 to 24. So he got up and went to his father, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his servants, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." So they began to celebrate. I want to suggest to you that it was not dignifying for an elderly Jewish man to run, but his love for his son took priority over dignity. Thinking of the normal clothing of that day, the father would have had to pull up his skirt, sort of like we have to do, to run. Can you just picture a grown man trying to run in floor-length robes? I gotta tell you, that's not something I want to do. In a brief moment, this young man was restored. What happened next is totally remarkable. The best robe in the house belonged to the father himself, and this would be signifying the return of his place and honor. The ring, which could have been a family signet ring, became a symbol of reinstatement to sonship in his father's household. Slaves didn't normally wear sandals, but they carried and tied a master's sandals. With this, the father was saying, "No, I won't receive you back as a servant. I'll receive you only as my son." And then the third guy, the older son, the rightful heir to the estate of the father, and we see here a harsh reaction to his prodigal brother's return and to the lavish party his joyful father throws. The father, who was the one who had been wronged in all of this, forgave. But this eldest son was unforgiving, filled with contempt and pride. His resentment was harsh. And Jesus continued in his parable, saying, "The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, 'Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. You never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours who has squandered your property with prostitutes comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him.' 'My son,' the father said, 'you were always with me and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.'" I want to suggest to you that we can see the character of Almighty God in the father of these two young men. And that's what Jesus wanted us to see. In this parable, Jesus shows us the power of forgiveness, the danger of self-righteousness, of judging others, and the richness and humility that comes with repentance. It's not so hard to say "I'm sorry" and mean it. In these two men, we have a look at the possible directions that humanity, that you and I, could take. Ultimately, one with sin and repentance, and the other headstrong and unforgiving. Now remember, at the start of today's message, I said that this parable, depending on your point of view, could have one of several different titles. Each one here today comes in with different life experiences, different viewpoints, different political standpoints, hopefully all the same religious standpoint, I want to suggest to you that there's no right or wrong with the answer to this question. And I'll give you several suggestions. You might have a better one. Could it be called the parable of the lost son? Or the parable of the jealous older brother? Or the parable of the prodigal son? Or the parable of the loving and merciful father? You decide. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.